Welcome, true believers. It's funny, I recorded a podcast this morning. Not quite happy with it. So I think I'm going back and doing this all over again. So the core thing I wanted to talk about today is growing up. And the definition of growing up. And it's one thing that I've struggled with in my life is that definition. And struggled, when I say struggled with it, there's a reason I struggled with the definition of growing up. Because as I've gotten older, my definition of growing up has changed dramatically. Now, I'm hoping a lot of people can relate to what I'm going to talk about here, but what I learned is that the more people tell you to grow up, the more they're trying to get you to conform to a box. A preconceived notion of what being an adult actually is. So when people are telling you to just grow up, they're basically trying to put you into that box. They want you to meet certain restrictions, certain limitations. They want you to repress certain parts of yourself. They want you to conform to societal rules. They want you to remove pleasure from your life. Or at least that was my perception. Now, I've very often been considered a rebel when it comes to things. I don't, in the past, I've really detested following particular sets of rules or particular criteria. So, for example, I grew up a nerd, and when I grew up, being a nerd was something to get your face kicked in for, or, to get tripped on the bus and laughed at and poked fun of and mocked. And my concept of growing up was removing every single one of those things that armed people to do those things to me. So growing up was directly related to being bullied, being marginalized. So growing up wasn't really about growing up. It was about avoiding being mocked, made fun of, demeaned, demoralized, and less about it actually growing up. And really what it was a view of someone's perception of you and how they wanted you to change. So in the schoolyard, if I was surrounded, as I surrounded quite often, and picked on or beat on or pushed down, my concept of growing up was, okay, what did I learn from this experience today? I got made fun of because I was fat, chubby, whatever. I got picked on, beat up on, made fun of because I was smarter than they were. So I wanted to be thinner. I wanted to appear less intelligent. I didn't want to be less intelligent. I wanted to appear less intelligent. I really liked superheroes. So I would get picked on for that because it was a juvenile thing. I believed in underdog, or, you know, heroes that help the underdog succeed in the world and help empower people. I liked those types of heroes, but I get picked on for liking those things because it was childish. So growing up meant looking after your fitness. Growing up meant stunting your understanding of the world and fitting in and marginalizing yourself so you didn't question things. You didn't think for yourself. You try to fit in to the system instead of understanding the system. So that was growing up. That's what growing up was all about. And as I got older, it turned into something further that came off the back of that. As you get older, well, you know, comic books are for kids. They're juvenile. They're, you know, it's what kids do. As an adult, why would you read comic books? There's no need to. It serves no purpose. It's not going to help you in life as you're older. It's not going to help you meet girls so you can eventually get married and have children and that sort of thing. It's not going to help your career. You're not going to be able to get a job because, hey, I read a lot of comic books as a kid. You know, that's not going to help you further your career. Reading the pulp magazines like I used to, or the pulp books like Doc Savage and those sorts of things. You know, these superheroes in a way in the pulp books are no different than the superheroes in the comic books. So I moved from one medium to another, but I was still picked on for liking that stuff. I should be into sports. I should be following the New York Knicks, or I should be following the Colts, or I should be following our local team. How come I don't go to football games, or how come I don't go to this? This is stuff that people talk about around the water cooler, and as you get older, you're going to be talking about what team made it to the playoffs and didn't make it to the playoffs. Those are important things to talk about. It doesn't matter if Superman beat Lex Luthor again, or if Doc Savage found a way to overcome this evil that was going to blow up Manhattan. Those things didn't matter. Those weren't real. What was real was sports. Nobody talked politics. Why would you talk about politics unless you did in the broadest of terms? So, as I got older, and I was told to grow up, that's what I kind of found. That growing up meant giving up all these things that you loved because they weren't grown up enough and they wouldn't help you in your career. And they wouldn't help you get married. What I learned later is that the more I got pushed into being an adult, the more I wanted to put off being an adult. I wanted to delay it. I wanted to, yeah, you know what? I can be responsible later. I can be responsible later. But what I learned through a lot of, you know, hard times and figuring stuff out was growing up wasn't about any of those things at all. And what I learned later by the same people who told me to grow up was that there is a jealousy inherent to the way I was, because I was doing things that made me laugh, made me smile, made me creative, made me think, made me question, made me think before judging things, made me try to understand things. If there was something I didn't like, I could question it. I could study it. I could find out, you know, why something was the way it was. And what I learned is that I had it right all along. I just got pressured, bullied, or whatever you want to call it, into thinking like everyone else, having an opinion similar to everyone else, conforming to what society expects of me, being a productive member of society. But that's not growing up. Growing up is being responsible. Sure, you've got bills to pay. You have a job you should be going to. You have a family to look after and spend time with. You've got siblings and parental units that you need to look after and spend time with and bond with. But the things to talk about, the things to share, the things to be are different than what I was told is growing up. So what I learned is that my passion for comic books, my passion for heroes that, you know, help the underdog, or for the underdog who fights against evil, or, you know, these were all things that were going to make me a good parent. And I, all along, up to the time I met my wife, who is the most amazing person in the world, I thought that I, because I'd lacked all these things, I had not grown up, I hadn't done all those things I was told that would make me grow up, that it would make me a bad parent, and that I wouldn't be able to parent my any children I would have properly, and that I shouldn't be having kids. And this was really big and really ingrained in my psyche. I mean, it's bashed into your head for 20 years, and you start to believe that that's what's required. I'm going to be an adult, and being an adult meant being unhappy, not doing anything fun, not having a hobby or pastime because it doesn't further anything for you, having a dispassionate love for your spouse. Passion, that's for young people. That's not what an adult does. You should be going to work every day and working hard and helping your company make money. Don't worry about having passion. Go to work. Come home. Go cut the grass. Go do the laundry. Go make dinner. But don't be passionate. There's no time for passion. You have responsibilities. That's what I believe. But what I learned is that passion is what will make me a good parent, and is what makes me a good parent now. Fun, being able to laugh. Yes, I do have responsibilities in life. I do have things I need to do. But one of your responsibilities is to be able to laugh, to be able to love. You have to be able to live life, not just be in it. If you can't be in life, if you're simply existing to keep the whole thing moving, nothing's moving at all. I play with my kids. I get down on my knees, get down on the floor, get down to their level, and I listen to them. My kids are 2, and my one child is 2, or just over 2, and the other one is 5 months old. I get down and dirty and play with them. Abby takes out her Sesame Street action figures, and I play with her with them. They all have different voices. They all have different personalities, every single one of her toys. And I grab one each for one hand, and she grabs one each in one hand. And these characters are talking to each other. We use imagination. you know, bringing these characters to life in our hands, talking to each other, interacting with each other, and teaching my daughter that through play you can learn. Through play you can find passion. Through play you can laugh. You can love. You can do all of those things. That's growing up. I still read comic books. And I'm not embarrassed to say I do. And you know what? Go to the movies. What are the top grossing movies? Easily, ahead of anything, the top grossing movies are movies about imagination. The movies about real life, even though they may be good movies, and they may teach life lessons, they don't hit the market like Star Wars does, or Spider-Man, or any of those. That is what life is about. That is what growing up is about. So, I regret, I wouldn't change anything, but I do realize that I would have been much happier had I allowed myself to grow up properly, i.e. have fun, take chances, do things, don't follow a path laid out for me, follow my own path. I would have been much happier. But where I am right now, pretty darn happy. Despite all this being told to grow up, be an adult, you don't need to do those things anymore. You don't need to draw. You don't need to write. Go get yourself a skill. Go be a plumber. I didn't do that stuff. And you know what? Pretty happy. I have a skill set that makes me happy. I play music, I write songs, I bash away on those drums, I write stories, I play Dungeons and Dragons. What a waste of time. Absolutely not. A waste of time to me is going to a game, watching other people do things. Hey, it might be your thing, you might like sports, you might cheer your team, and that works for you. But for me, watching a sports team perform to win a cup or a ring or a trophy, whatever, that just means you're better at somebody else at a very specific thing, a very narrow thing. I can kick a ball really, really good. So that makes me better because I did it better than that other guy and I make money doing it. Now, I understand now, it took me a long time to come around to this. I understand now why someone would want to play a sport that they love and enjoy. And I'm a more intellectual person, and I find intellectual pursuits more rewarding. But I will say, since I've taken fitness into my life, I understand that need to push yourself to be a better, healthier person. So personally, being fit and working out and venting all those frustrations out through a workout and making yourself better and healthier does make you wiser and smarter. So I do understand that now. I didn't understand it before. In fact, I had a big thing against people that were so committed to sports, or more committed to watching sports. Why wouldn't you want to be involved? If you love something so much, why wouldn't you do it? But then I understand there's also a need to have fun. And there's something called leisure time. You can't always work. And if you're doing what you love all the time and not in doing, instead of doing, sometimes it's good to watch because you can learn from watching. You can learn from enjoying. You can learn from laughing. And it might make you better at what you're passionate about if you do those things. I don't know if any of that stuff makes sense or not. It certainly does to me, in my head. And I will say that I will never, ever tell my girls, my daughters, to not go after something that they like a lot. And I don't care what it is, even if it's something I don't understand, it's irrelevant that I don't understand, because I understand what I like. I understand things I am passionate about and I love, and I can't expect to understand or believe in or agree with something that someone else is passionate about. That's their passion, and I can't take that away from them. I need to support them. I don't want to extinguish a fire that burns within somebody to do something and be who they're going to be. Now, I don't want to say that taking a stab at my parents at all. Love them dearly. And I do realize that being a parent is not just about parenting your children, but about learning how to parent your children. And it's something that you don't get right out of the gate. It's not something you will ever master. It's not something you're ever going to be good at. There's no end goal to parenting that one day you're going to be the greatest parent. The greatest parent is always learning and always growing with that learning process. And I will say that even though your children know less than you do, you can learn more from them probably than anyone. So when I met my wife, I learned to laugh again. I learned to have fun again. I learned to not be embarrassed by the things that I love to do. I learned to enjoy the things I love to do, to share the things I do, and to pursue the things I do. I love my pastimes. I love my hobbies. I love what I do outside of my job. But at the same time, I know I need to work in order to support my family. And I actually like my job. It's a means to an end. It's money, sure. But it's also more than that. It allows me time to be away from the things I'm passionate about. And that may sound like a negative, but that's actually a positive. Because I treasure my time with the things I love to do more by being away from them. I don't think the way I'm wired, and this might be different for different people, but I like the time away from the things I'm passionate about because it makes me enjoy them more. I need time away from the things I like so it doesn't become a job. If I had one single passion, my single passion was maybe writing, and that was the only passion I had was writing, and that's all I did, then what would my life be? My passion would be working as a writer. My passion would be doing nothing but writing. If writing became a job, then it would be no different than working a job, and I wouldn't enjoy it as much. I like working on my passions separately from work and not being my job, because I like to have that creative freedom that I can do whatever I want in my pastime. I can write whatever song I want. I can write whatever story I want. I can take whatever turn in that creative process that I want, because I'm not relying on the financial security of it. And I know the common thought is to do what you love and the money will follow. And I do believe that to an extent, but I really believe in the things that I do outside of work. And I wouldn't want to subvert anything I was working on and make it be about pleasing someone else. So, for example, I love writing, so I go work for a magazine or for a publisher, and I go work as an editor there because I'm a writer. Well, I'm going to be an editor. That's the job that you get when you're a writer. You become an editor. You may not be writing your own books right out of the gate. You're going to spend some time in the trenches doing editing, but editing is a job. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that right now I can do what I need to do to be happy, but I'm not doing it for someone else at all. I'm doing it entirely for myself. And for all intents and purposes, if I want to make money at doing that, I'm going to have to do it for others first. And I don't feel like squandering the time spent in a craft doing it for others, if that makes sense. So anyway, I think I'm going to cap off the podcast here. I know it did. I sounded somewhat dispassionate about the subject matter, but there's a seriousness to what I'm saying, and anyway, I'm going to cap off the podcast here. Thank you for listening. And we'll catch you on the next episode of On the Road.